It's a glass ceiling. Glass ceiling. On Hard Facts. Hard Facts.
4 minutes past 4 p.m. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. If it's a Wednesday, you take a look at your wristwatch or your time on your phone and it's 4 p.m., you know where you gotta be, here where we talk about the different barriers standing in the way of women achieving equality. And today, we're having a conversation that is an offshoot of the conversations we've had for the past few weeks. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about domestic duties and whether they belong to husbands, whether they belong to wives, whether they belong to both of them. First, we talked about Emerald Udiakaji of Ebonyi State, who was a special assistant to Governor David Umahi, and how she had to resign to save her marriage. You remember her? You remember when we talked about it? That was early in January, around the time where Kamala Harris was being inaugurated as vice president. That's when we had that conversation. So we went from that conversation to the story of this man who shared a testimony on Twitter, who said he used to believe that the domestic tasks were for his wife alone. He felt that his only job was to make money outside, bring it home. And mind you, his wife was also bringing money home from her business. So she was not just minding the home, she was also doing business. But that didn't matter to my guy. My guy said, you know, once she came home from her shop or her business, she had to face the housework. And if she didn't do everything right, if she didn't prepare the exact food he wanted, he would get angry with her. But anyway, he told us how eventually his wife had a breakdown. He came home, found her slumped, so she had to be hospitalized. And even when she came home, she had to rest. So suddenly, he had to take over the domestic work. And according to him, he says he saw the light. And today, he and his wife share all the work. That's his story. And that story resonated with a lot of you. Many of you agreed that, look, if husband and wife are both working outside the home, then they should also share the duties inside the home. It's not fair for one person to come from work and still have to do more work while the other person comes home and just relaxes their nerves. Because that's what we concluded last week. We concluded that the homework is actually real work. But then I got this very interesting phone call last week. Very interesting call from Sunday. He said something to me that made me realize, you know what? We have to have a conversation about childcare. Let me play that call for you. Listen to that call. And then let's talk about childcare.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I say I ate my mommy's food, not my daddy's food. But I wore my daddy's clothes. Daddy paid for the rent and also make sure we have the accommodation. But I ate my mommy's food. And when my mommy got food, when I started leaving my own, normally go for my mommy's food. And that has attachment. Continue to be there until she died. At old age, at 80. And because of what he was doing for me, I would buy him 10,000 and give to her to be drinking. To do that for my dad. So, the attachment for all this is the attachment the children and the employer have. For instance, when I started my own, I work in a finance house. I leave house early 4 o'clock. Back then, and I wouldn't have time for the children. So, where will I have time to do all those? So, when my wife wanted to join, complain, and she said, okay, that the housework is too much for her, that she does this, she will do that, I said, okay, do I leave the job? When will I have time? If I collapse, okay, and at a point, she doing her for business. Sometimes she will leave before me. And then the children will come back. Nobody will take care of them. They will hang at the door. So one day I called her, I said, come, you'll be looking for money. I'll be looking for money. One day we'll come house, I will not meet the children. He said, God forbid. I said, God forbid. God will only forbid only if I leave the job or you leave the job. So the next day she stops and start taking care of the children. Now I'm free. She's free. So we are both taking care of the child, the children. But what the children go on their own. So what I'm trying to say, at that child stage, it depends on the job force. I'm calling us, the mother and the wife, the father and the woman, what they are doing, whichever one that is doing a job that is more challenging, the other ones are still. But under normal situation, like the man somebody said, naturally, it should be, the man should be doing the 80% mental work. Mental work in the sense that to build up the children's future, to think about their house, their accommodation problem, and other problems. Why would the woman do the 20% of the physical job? Then the mom will do 80% of the physical and 20% of the mental, so that the situation will move. We should not use what is happening in America to here, because the situation there is not power table. Like, do you know the rate of divorce that is happening there? Even their children are not using gun to shoot some people. Is it because it's happening there? It's not happening here. Even Boko Haram is happening there. Do you know one day that the child went to use gun to start killing other people? So we shouldn't use their own as a yardstick. Our children are better trained than them, just because that place things are working. But when the children begin to eat the mommy's food, like I ate my mommy's food, and the mommy begin to provide food for the children, things will work well.
Chris in Agbara, thank you very much for your call. All right. That was last week. I'm choking because I was laughing, sorry. Because he said something very contradictory. He said their children, our children are better raised. It's just that there things are working better. If your children are better raised, won't your children have systems that work better? Just food for thought. It's just something you can think about. If you have better raised children here, won't they create systems that work better? That work as well as those systems you admire abroad, that you want to run to abroad and live in abroad. But that's an aside, you know, that's just side commentary. The bigger topic, the larger topic, inspired by what Chris said there, is who should be responsible for childcare? Who should be responsible for childcare? Because last week, a lot of you came and said, oh, when it's domestic chores, you should share it too. A lot of you said, oh, stop seeing domestic work as women's work. Stop seeing the wife as the primary person responsible for domestic work. But what about childcare? Do we also agree that childcare should be shared? Should we also stop seeing the wife, the mother, as the primary caregiver? Should we start seeing the father and the mother as equally responsible for bringing up their children, equally responsible for feeding them, equally responsible for bathing them, equally responsible for clothing them, equally responsible for schoolwork, for managing their social life, all that work that goes into the day-to-day raising of a child? Should this be shared as well? Or is it the primary responsibility of one person? Should it still be put on the mother's shoulders alone? Should a working mother, after a long day at the office, be the only one responsible for supervising the childcare? Or should the father also take on the day-to-day? You go to some homes and the father has no idea about the day-to-day childcare matters. For example, he has no idea which of his son's clothes need to be washed in a particular way. He has no idea what food the child likes or doesn't like. He doesn't know what type of soap or body cream is best for his daughter's skin. Once the mother is not around, all hell breaks loose. You have women who can't travel because, my husband, he can't take care of his children. His children, the same children that came out of his penis. Any matter that needs to be handled, he tells the children or the nanny to wait until the mother is around or call the mother on the phone. They don't know what medicine their children are allergic to. Have you ever traveled with a work colleague who is a mother, like maybe a business trip for 2 or 3 days? Have you noticed how all the time she's getting calls from home or she's calling home? Has Kemi eating? Have you washed Olu's uniform? Chinyere, have you finished your homework? It's almost as if now that she's gone, there's no other adult in the home, in the house. Meanwhile, there's a full-grown husband there, head of the house. Now, compare that with your colleague who is a father. Does he have to make those types of calls? I don't know. You tell me when you call me. In my experience, no, he doesn't. But maybe you have a different experience. Now, we're going to talk about the effect that that has on careers. We'll come back to that. But let's stop here. Let me take your calls. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Who should be responsible for childcare? Who should be responsible for childcare? We've got Femi up as our first caller. I'm curious what Femi in Mushing has to say. Hello, Femi. Thank you for calling us.
Yeah.
Hi, Femi. Welcome. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I was listening to what you were saying concerning who should be responsible for the child or voices.
Mm-hmm.
I have a daughter.
Okay.
Presently right now. She's just 10 months.
Okay.
Sometimes I beat her when the mother is tired. In fact, sometimes I notice when the mother is tired. I believe it's just an understanding between the two parents. Because that early stage is when you can get close to your child. You get to know some things about him or her. As I'm talking to you presently now, I'm going to the daycare where my baby is to go and pick out.
Okay.
It's, let's say, 5 minutes away from where the mother works. But I just decide on my own that whenever I'm less busy, I can go there, pick her up, and that's it. So it shouldn't be the woman should be the one to take care of the child. It shouldn't be the woman alone. It should be both parties, depending on their schedule. When you notice that, okay, maybe your husband is tired or he's not at home or the wife is tired or she's not around, you should be able to take care of your child. After all, you both brought that child to the world. So it's the responsibility of both parties to take care of that child, not the woman. You know, some men nowadays will say it is the woman's job to clean the house. Yes, it is their job. Because the Bible said they are helpmates. The man goes out to look for food on the table while the woman takes care of. But you are in a world whereby things have changed. The man cannot do it alone. Neither will the woman can do it alone. So both parties need to come together and decide what they want to do for their family. And they grow up from there. So I think that's my own opinion.
Femi, thank you for calling to share your own opinion. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Who should be responsible for childcare? Rita in Festa. Oh, hello. Hi, Rita. How are you?
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rita. Welcome.
Okay. Well, thank you for bringing this conversation online. I think the mothers have been, the ones, catering for those children. But as the world is growing, we are going wiser every day. I think if both parents can bring those children here in the world, I think it's also their responsibility also cater for them until they are fully grown to a man or a woman. Because mothers these days, if you see what mothers are going through on daily basis, all because they say the woman responsibility is to cure the child bringing, you know, take care of them. I think both should, it's not only the mother alone, both should take care of those children. But it's a pity that in our own belief, it seems the mother alone is the one responsible for all this. But I thank God, you know, through this radio station and all that, people are coming, you know, to realize that it's not only the woman alone. All right. So I really appreciate this conversation.
Thank you, Rita, for calling us. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello? 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 Okay. 99.3.
Hello?
Hello,
Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Juliet.
Welcome, Juliet.
Thank you very much.
Whose responsibility is it, do you think?
I think both.
Both. Hmm. Why? Yeah. Why is it both? Why is it not the woman's responsibility?
Well, because both of them brought the children together. So they are supposed to take care of the children. I'm a mother.
Okay.
I know what it takes. It's very difficult for only a mother to take care of their children.
Okay.
The children need their father's help, assistance or love.
Mm.
Like I said, yeah.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Both of them, she says. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, whose responsibility is it?
It is, naturally, I want to talk about the responsibility in the home. Mm. Where love is, the responsibility can be shared between both the husband and the wife. But that is not to say that the primary responsibility of the woman is not to take care of the home. Biblically,
we're not talking about the home now. We're talking about children that you both had. Whose primary responsibility is that?
Actually, I've been trying to call in for some other programs and I couldn't get in. Mm. We're talking about caring for the child.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that to care for a child, a tender baby, it's the responsibility of the woman to, that is how God designed it, to take care of the baby while the child is still tender. But while the child is grown, the man can as well take responsibility to help in the taking care. But we are...
To help in taking care of your own child. You're helping.
Yes, the man can take care of the child, but when the child is grown enough to be handled by a man, but the tender care that your child needs while she's very small.
So by tender, you mean when the child is small, you know, bathing the child, feeding the child.
Yeah.
That one is for the women.
Yeah.
So people like my father that did it, do they have two heads?
Did your father take care of the child from the day old?
Yes, my father was the one who did our bathing, our feeding, because my mom couldn't do it. She was too afraid to drop us.
That is in situations where the mother is incapable of doing it.
No, my mother wasn't incapable. My father just did it. Did he have two heads?
It's not a matter of having two heads. What I mean is this. When the woman isn't disposed or is unable to do it, but when
I'm arguing your natural point. So now you're now amending it to when the woman is indisposed. So that means man can do it, but he just doesn't want to until the woman is indisposed.
The man can do it, but what if the man is engaged in some activities and he is the breadwinner of the home? Mm. And while the woman is not working, do you advise that the man also wakes up, take care of the baby?
What is wrong with it? Is it not his baby? Is it not his baby? Is it a stranger's baby?
But don't you think that the primary responsibility of the man is to care for the home in the area of provision?
Part of caring for the home is caring for the children you put inside the woman's stomach.
Yes, we are not arguing that. He put it there.
We actually are arguing that because you're saying because he has to go and make money, he can't wake up early to give his child a bath.
So are you, Sandra, are you saying that the man who is the breadwinner of the home, while the wife is not working, should wake up and bath the baby and do the household chores?
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, why can't the man do that?
The man can do it, but I feel, or let me say, the man can do it. It's not as if the man cannot do it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something that you said sometime ago about the woman not being the primary, you're saying that it is not the primary responsibility of the woman to take care of the home. Consider what the Bible says in Titus chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 5.
Mm.
He said to the district, chief, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands. Keepers at home definitely means that God is expecting the woman to be a keeper of the home.
Yes, but at no point did the Bible say, man, don't give your child a bath. Unfortunately, I need to take a break. I wish you could stay on the line for that break, but it's going to be a very long one. I do hope that you can call back because I was quite enjoying this conversation. Lagos, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is The Glass Ceiling. It happens every Wednesday. The Glass Ceiling takes a look at the obstacles in the way of women, stopping them from succeeding. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
It's a glass ceiling. A ceiling. On Hard Facts. Hard Facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, having a great conversation with you today on The Glass Ceiling. It's 4:35, and this is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are the nation's number one talk station. And today we're asking, who should be responsible for child care? Who should be responsible? Who should be the primary caregiver? Should we stop seeing the wife, the mother, as the primary caregiver? Should we start seeing the father and the mother as equally responsible for the upbringing of their children? Now, I was having a conversation with a caller before the break, and he was talking about, you mean when I'm working, I'm going out to go and bring things in the home? What of my wife if she's a far housewife? I'm like, you know what? Let's bring it back to when both of you have to work. If a man can handle the child when the woman is indisposed, then that means that the man can do it at other times but refuses to. But let's stay in the scenario that I painted where both the husband and the wife are working outside. Because the caller before the break was saying when the children are tender, it's the primary responsibility of the wife. But when the children are old, then it's now the father's turn to come and be a father. And I'm saying, if according to people who are of the opinion of that caller who called in, that working outside is the man's job, how come it is okay for the women to share that responsibility of working outside and still come home and, like Maureen said last week, remove their suit and start taking care of the children? That's the question we're asking on the show today. The homework of the children, helping them with that, bathing them, clothing them, feeding them when they're tender, when they're grown, all that work that goes into the day-to-day of raising a child, should this be shared or is it the primary responsibility of one parent? Which parent is that? 0700-993-993. We've got Engineer Corey on the line. Engineer Corey is in Berger. Hello, Engineer Corey. Thank you for calling us.
Yes, afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, yes. I just want to talk to
you. Yes, please. Go ahead.
You know, a lot of the ways we behave now, our lifestyle has a lot to do with history, where we are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the olden time, you would discover that the men are largely responsible for working outside. You know, they are the one in the farms, they are the one doing those things, and then the wife only come out on a supportive role, like maybe she comes to the farm just to, you know, support the male, but majorly she doesn't come to the farm. She's just at home. And then even if you read only Bible, the Bible, you know, it's an historical book, you will see that there it still talks about the woman being a homemaker, that let's teach the young women to keep their homes. And so each time home is mentioned, it has something to do with the female. So that is that came from the lifestyle we had back then.
Okay.
But we, in this modern times, women don't want to stay at home anymore. They want to work. I think it's also okay to emphasize that it's not that women are forced to work outside the house. They want to work outside the house. They want to work outside the home. They want to earn a living like the men. They want to do everything the men is doing.
Are you you're an engineer, so you're educated.
Yes.
Imagine,
yes.
Would you go spend all of that time in school and not want to do anything with it?
The first thing I think I need to say here is that the essence of being in school is not so that you can work.
Okay.
Education is
but
enlightenment.
Good, self-enlightenment. I'm part of self-enlightenment.
Yes, self-enlightenment. So
part of self-enlightenment, okay, is also self-actualization.
Yes, sure.
Isn't it?
And I can choose to actualize myself in any other way. I am not tied, I'm not bound to having a job.
Okay.
Because I went to school.
So do you picture a life for yourself where you don't have a job, Engineer Corey?
I didn't hear that.
Did you ever picture a life for yourself where you didn't want to have a job?
Yeah. That's why I told you earlier that
You said that nobody is forcing women. You're saying nobody is forcing women to work. Women are choosing to work. And you said that in a way that connoted that nobody is forcing you. You can stay at home if you want to. But now that you want to work, well, you wanted to work. But you won't say that about Engineer Corey. You just say it as, well, I went to school, I'm going to work. It's self-enlightenment and self-actualization.
Yes, as I said earlier, men majorly want to work because the major thing in the mind of every man is how he wants to make money available for himself and his family, first and foremost. We are working because I just don't want my wife to suffer, my kids, my family. I don't want to lack anything. That's my first thing I'm thinking about. That comes first before anything else.
But you know, in a lot of situations, both men and women are forced to work because one person cannot bear the financial burden alone. The other day, we did an episode the other day on the pressure on men like you to provide. And a lot of men like you called me to complain that the pressure was too much, that they prefer to have partners that did not put pressure on them for money, but instead contributed financially. So clearly,
yes,
those men prefer,
yes,
a wife who works.
I was coming to that by saying that was historical, and that these modern times that we are, you know, life has forced us to certain mold that we have to work and pay bills. So in the light of that, first and foremost, I would like to establish that if you love a man or a woman, I think your first role is to just make life as easy as it can be for them.
Hmm.
So if I'm married I'm married, and I wouldn't want my wife to suffer when I can make it easier for her. I can't understand why I would subject her to a situation where she's suffering, she's worn out, and I can do something to actually make life easier for her. I don't understand that. In my house, I try to even install things that just make everything easy. You don't need to suffer. Just do everything you want to do in the home. At the tip of your finger, activate this device. Just do something.
Yeah, but it's taking care of. It's taking. Do you have children?
I'm yet to have one, but then that's where I'm also coming from. A father and a mother have the responsibility to raise their young ones. They have.
Yes, of course. I mean, there's no argument about whether they have a responsibility. We're talking about who has the primary responsibility. Are they equally responsible, or is the father or the mother more responsible for raising the child? Who is more responsible for raising the child?
The point is that they can never, at any point in time, be equally responsible.
They can't be equally responsible for raising their child.
Yes,
a father and mother who had the child cannot be equally responsible.
Be equally responsible
for raising the child
at the same time. Mm-hmm. At the earlier stage, there's a reason why a woman have the milk to feed the baby, and the man doesn't have.
Yes, so there's also SMA nowadays for women who cannot produce breast milk. So that's not really the argument you think it is it? There's also SMA gold for women who cannot breastfeed, for women whose breasts are not filled with milk. So that's not the argument you think it is it?
That is an abnormal.
You'll be surprised how many women cannot produce breast milk. Engineer Corey? Sorry, Engineer Corey. Call back if you can. Mrs. Judith is on the line. She's in Surulere. Hello, Mrs. Judith.
Hello, good evening, ma.
Good evening. Thank you for calling.
I love your program, first of all.
Thank you.
I was introduced to the program to my husband.
Oh, I'm glad.
And we tried calling last week. We tried, and we could not get through.
Well, I guess that's why you stayed on the line today.
Yes, and he's here with me.
Oh, great. I'm glad. And the baby is also there. Hi, baby.
Yes, I hear baby too.
All right, tell me your thoughts.
So on today's topic is an equal responsibility.
Okay.
Because when the child fails, the failure is going to go to the mother and to the father. For my own family, I've been married for 6 years now, and I have two boys.
Okay.
My first son, I started living with his father at 2 months.
Okay.
Because I'm a beauty consultant, I'm a makeup artist, and I'm a stylist.
Okay.
So the weekend is always jam-packed for me.
Hmm.
So I leave my children with my husband from 2 months. I express my milk down, and he does every other thing. If I tell you that I've not swept my house since I got married, will you believe?
I will believe. Why not?
My husband does the house chores. He does the sweeping because he's an extremist when it comes to cleaning.
Hmm.
I have tried my best. I could not satisfy him. And he took it up. So the house chores, the responsibility of taking care of the children, it should be shared equally. Because when the glory starts coming in, it will be both parents that are going to take it. Even the man should do more. Why? Because he's the head of the family. He has more firmness when it comes to the woman. Do you understand?
Hmm.
So I don't understand why some men will call in and say, oh, it's the woman that's supposed to do the tenderness, the woman that's supposed to... They will kill this woman at the end of it. They are having a good program, and hold on for my husband. He's the itchy.
Hi, baby. Sorry, baby. Stop crying.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
My name is Ralph.
Hi, Ralph. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. The problem we have in our society is purely upbringing.
Okay.
I was born into a family of 8 boys.
Wow.
And I grew up to do everything myself.
Hmm.
Upbringing is our biggest challenge in what we are saying today.
Okay.
So I do everything, and I'm proud to say it, that the only thing I cannot do as a man is to get pregnant and breastfeed a baby. Every other thing, proudly, I do it in my house.
Mm.
And I say it in my office, I say it in the church, I say it anywhere I go to, if you like. Take it if you like, leave it. If you like, get angry, but that's the reality.
All right. Thank you, Ralph.
My kids, I raise them. I stay with my kids. I do everything with my kids. If my wife leaves me with the children from morning till evening, I don't call her and ask her for anything.
Hmm.
I manage the crisis. If there's any crisis, I manage them myself.
Mm.
Purely because of upbringing.
Mm.
The biggest challenge we have is purely upbringing. And that is why I will plead with you to please discuss parenting.
Okay.
Parenting. Parenting. Mm. Parenting. Because if you ask me, I will tell you that parenting in our modern day world has failed.
Mm. Okay.
I brought in two boys
mm-hmm.
to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And as they stepped into my house, they made me clean my sitting room.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing the boy of 8 asked me is, Uncle Ralph, are you sweeping? I said, yes. No, he said, Uncle Ralph, what are you doing?
Mm.
I said, I am sweeping. I'm cleaning my sitting room. He said, why?
Mm.
I said, why are you asking me why? He said, because you are the man now. You're not supposed to be sweeping. You're supposed to be cleaning the house.
An 8-year-old boy. 8-year-old.
An 8-year-old boy.
My God.
Told me that 2 weeks ago. That Uncle Ralph, what are you doing? I said, I'm sweeping. I'm cleaning my sitting room. He said, why are you doing it?
Mm.
You are the head of the house now. You are the man now. I looked at this young boy, this small boy. Now imagine at 8. Imagine the kind of wife that young man will marry.
Mm.
Imagine the children that will grow up under the apple string of that young man. So, if you ask me, parenting has failed. And not until we correct parenting in our society. Forget it.
Ralph and Judith, thank you very much for calling. I loved talking to both of you and the baby, because the baby had things to say on the show as well. The baby told you his mind, or her, oh, well, they had two boys. So, his mind. Baby told you things there. All right, it's 10 minutes to the top of the hour. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Sure Boy says, Sandra must be a perfect woman with a perfect husband and a perfect father. Every small thing I do, my daddy this, my husband that. Who told you what happens in your home is better than others? Sure Boy, I'm not saying what happens in my home is better than others. I'm just telling you what happens in my home. If you pay you, now your pocket. I didn't tell you that it's better than what's happening in your houses. I'm just telling you that when you make the argument, I'm a man and men are supposed to, I give you examples of other men. My husband, my father, Ralph, who just called into the show, and other men who have called into the show as well, who are not saying the things that some other men are calling and saying. So is it really about what is natural, or is it simply about wickedness? For lack of a better word. All right, we've got a comment here. Who says, Sandra, that your caller that says women don't have to work. Why is he saying it like that, as if women have a choice in the matter? The world has changed. It is harder to make it with one income, so women are forced to work as well. Let's not make it look like it's optional. And now that both women and men must work, unlike before, shouldn't both of them take care of their kids, unlike before? It's not about you doing your wife a favor. It's about you taking care of your own child. My people, wahala deo. Seriously, wahala deo. All right, let's go to WhatsApp, take a look at more messages on WhatsApp. Somebody says, Sandra, a woman whose breast milk is not running is abnormal. Is SMA gold the same thing as breast milk? Go, Jerry. You're a very ignorant person, Vibe Laboratory. And it's not your fault that the world is very ignorant about the way women's bodies work. And so we make women feel like they're doing something wrong when something is wrong with them, you know. So their breasts pumping milk, or their ovulation is out of whack, or their menstruation is weird, because women don't have these conversations. And so you think that you're the only one it's happening to, or that you're abnormal. You're not abnormal. It's absolutely normal for some new mothers to not have their breasts produce milk. You know, and so that's where things like formula come in handy. And you have some men who stay up to feed the baby, even with the breast milk that their wife pumped. Because you mustn't feed direct from the breast. Sometimes the breasts are hurt and you have to do it with a bottle. Some husbands wake up in the night and do it. Do they have two heads? Do they not see the children as their children? Let me take another message from WhatsApp. We have to take another break. I know. I hate it too. Let's see more messages from WhatsApp. This one is... Okay. This message is not loading. All right. Come on. Sandra, I really enjoy your program. You're doing well. Well, thank you very much for enjoying the program. Sandra, this is purely a case of social construct. A child belongs to both parents, so it's the responsibility of both parents to raise their children. If we want a better societal construct in this regard, today's parent must raise their children in a different way, not in this segregative manner we see all over our society. If not, 100 years from now, we'll still be having this conversation. I hope not. Let's take that break, Lagos. Come back and talk about our papa. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.